This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Christmas Eve edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I am John Hansen. Wednesday afternoon, very hectic. Had a little technical glitch here to open the show, which is not ideal, but let's get right into it because we've got a lot to say and a lot to get to. We have three Christmas Day games tomorrow. The program, as always, sponsored by Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download Better at better.app right now. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit needed. Make sure you download as well the Prop Points podcast wherever you get your pods and all the, you know, Apple, Spotify, all those pod places. Well, we are going to try and do a very, very quick segment here. We did plan out notable week 17 wide receiver corner matchups, as we always do here on a Wednesday. And then we're going to go right into the props, the data points for the three games in the following three segments. I will give out my official picks for all the games within those segments. And then at the very end of the program, when we do the Broncos-Chiefs game, we'll pop out three Christmas Eve Thursday night specials. But let's get right into it here. Your top wide receiver corner matchups here per the Fantasy Points data suite and the Fantasy Points wide receiver corner matchup tool. We'll start with Stephon Diggs up against Jordan Clark, who has given up 0.45 fantasy points per route run. This does come in as our number one matchup score for the week. And of course, Stephon Diggs regained some trust last week. I don't know if I totally trust Stephon Diggs, but the data and the matchup says that it is a very good schematic matchup here up against those Jets. George Pickens comes in next. He'll see a lot of Jonathan Jones, who comes in with our number three matchup score for the week, followed by Wandale Robinson, who will see a lot of Jeremy Chinn. That is a very good matchup, 0.41 fantasy points per route run. Brian Thomas Jr. up against Jonathan Edwards at 0.34. We've got Drake London up against Emmanuel Forbes. That is a pretty good matchup right there. Drake London trending toward playing. Emmanuel Forbes is beatable. He has improved, but 0.31 fantasy points per route run there. So let's get into quickly the negative ones, and hopefully we'll have some time to talk about some of these other guys. Marvin Harrison, we'll see. We're projecting shadow coverage from DJ Turner. We also have Xavier Worthy up against Pat Surtain, also shadow coverage. That is tomorrow. Then we've got a little Tet McMillan. That's a nasty matchup. Up against Reek Woolen, who has given up 0.16 fantasy points per route run. That is pretty nasty. Also, Jalen Waddle did return to form last week. Still don't trust it. Jamal Dean is the matchup he'll see often, and he has given up just 0.15 fantasy points per route run. And then A.J. Brown up against Christian Benford, who does have the physicality to probably handle A.J. Brown, who has given up Benford just 0.19 fantasy points per route run. So there's a very quick look. Stephon Diggs, Wandale Robinson, Brian Thomas Jr., Drake London, George Pickens come in on the good side. Marvin Harrison, A.J. Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Tet McMillan come in on the negative side. And when we return, it's all prop points, it's all picks, all data for the three Christmas Day games. But first, if you think you know sports, it is time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy app, where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. And here's how it works. You download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And when your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has action every day of the year. NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC. So there's always a lineup to build, always a chance to win. Getting started is easy. Head to better.app. That's BETR. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to use the promo code VEASAN to claim your free $10 and your deposit bonus. Better picks if you know sports. It is time to prove it. Official previews and picks next here on Prop Points. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools. But what they don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you'll get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to this very, very special Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. The program, per usual, is being produced, of course, by Mr. Michael Cohen. We had a little technical glitch here. We go 4 months without a problem, and here we are on Christmas Eve with some issues. But we're back, baby, and hopefully better than ever. Let's get into it. Dallas at DC. Now, the big news, and I you know, it's a little difficult for me because I'm trying to handicap the DC Commanders without knowing who is going to be the starting quarterback. Well, it has just been announced. Dan Quinn has announced 39-year-old Josh Johnson, the man will be 40 in May. I looked it up. He will start week 17. That's not great. But what is great is the data on Dak Prescott here. So let's get into that. 273.5 is the number. Opta AI, though, does come in under at 257. This could be a function of, like, do they keep their the pedal to the metal for 3-4 quarters, because otherwise Dak should crush. Commanders use cover 4, cover 3 half the time since Dan Quinn took over the play calling in week 11, and Dak averages a very strong 7.91 YPA with a 7.5 completion percentage over expectation. He also runs a little bit. DC's terrible. They're giving up the most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks the last 5 weeks, and the most in the passing game only, which is pretty critical for Rain Dakota, who got them for 264/3 passing back in week 7. So we don't have anything on Josh Johnson, so we can skip on over to the receiving props. CD Lamb, 80.5 is the number. Opta AI comes in under at 76.7, but it is certainly a good matchup. DC giving up the fourth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to outside receivers. They're also a little bit of a slot funnel. CD certainly lines up inside plenty. The schematic matchup is, it's good enough. 1.76 yards per route run against cover 4 and cover 3, which they run again half the time. DC is also fifth in their percentage of too high safety looks the last 5 weeks. And while CD's fantasy points per route run drops against the look, his 2.97 yards per route run is sixth among 141 wide receivers run at least 50 routes the last 5 weeks. So I think he'll eat in the game. I don't know if he has a huge day, but I think it'll be a lot of catches for CD. The catch prop is 5.5, by the way. Skinny Batman got 6 grabs in this matchup last week. We did like him a little bit more than A.J. Brown, even though A.J. Brown also ate. And, of course, Lamb got them for 5 grabs for $110 in mid, when was that? Mid-October. However, I do like Lamb. The best schematic matchup, though, is for George Pickens, 78.5. Opta AI, though, comes in under at 67.5. However, I mean, just look at A.J. Brown last week. I mean, it was a joke. I mean, he could have done whatever he wanted. He caught 9 balls for 95. I do believe if they truly wanted to get George Pickens to 200 yards in this game, they could. Now, I don't know if they will. Opt AI is coming in under here a little bit. You do worry a little bit about, you know, George getting kind of, you know, they were very smart, by the way, last week. First target, boom, George. They should do that again. You got to feed the guy or else he gets disengaged. But he is at 3.13 yards per route run against cover 4 and cover 3. So he got back on track last week. So I do think George is looking good. Terry McLaurin, 49.5. You know, there's some positives here. Dallas allows the most receiving yards per game, the third most yards per route run, 2.42 to outside receivers. McLaurin averages 2.84. yards per route run against cover 3 and cover 2, which they run at a 57% clip. It's a great schematic and individual matchup, but unfortunately we got Josh Johnson. So I loved McLaurin last week and I still didn't go in on the prop. And I believe he hit it, right? So I'm still not going to do it. Now, Debo is a little confusing. Debo Samuel, 43.5. Opt AI comes in a little higher at 52.9. That's a nine yard difference. Cowboys run, it's a good schematic matchup. Cowboys run cover 3 and cover 2. Debo averages a very strong 2.84 yards per route run against those shells. Dallas is also giving up the 6th most scheduled adjusted fantasy points per game to slot receivers the last 5 weeks. So it is a good spot. It could be a little bit more involved, you know, underneath from Josh Johnson, but the upside will also likely be capped. They'll look to run the ball as much as possible. The other thing is back a few weeks ago when the Vikings blew them out 31-0, I lost a Debo prop thinking, oh, they'll be playing from behind. Oh, well, they were, but they were playing as if it was a tie game 0-0 in the first quarter. You know, they're down 31-0. They're like running the ball on third down. So that's a little bit of a fear for me. So spoiler alert, we're not in on a Debo prop. It's always a challenge when you get a good matchup like this and you have like three dudes who could potentially go off. Somebody's going to be the odd man out. Last week, though, no one was the odd man out in this matchup as Dallas Goedert scored, A.J. Brown did well, and Devontae Smith. But Jake Ferguson could kind of come up small, even though in the first matchup, he had 7 grabs and 2 tutties. Of course, he only got 29 yards because the schematic matchup, not the greatest against the cover 4, cover 3, 1.32 yards per route run. 36.5 is the number. This is probably why Opta AI comes in a little lower at 31.3. Javonte Williams, 8.5. His role in the passing attack, it dried up after September. So you can't do it. Washington also allows the third fewest receiving yards per game to running backs. Opta AI comes in only at 4 damn yards receiving for Javonte. Rushing props, Javonte, 75.5. Opta AI comes in at 71.8. However, I disagree with Opta AI. I got a bone to pick with Opta AI. I think it should be a little higher. They are giving up the 4th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing running backs over the last 5 weeks. As we mentioned yesterday, we already popped it out as the best bet. So spoiler alert, we're in. We were in yesterday. Over the last 5 weeks, DC gives up the 2nd highest success rate on zone runs, 60.4%, along with 4.65 yards per carry. That's the 12th worst. Javonte's 4.96 yards per carry on zone runs is 54.5% better than the 3.21 he averages on the man gap run. So it is a good schematic matchup. And of course, the Cowboys are a 7-point favorite. So you would think that they'll have a lead and that they would feed the ball to Javonte. I mean, they're going nowhere. Javonte is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. So I guess in theory, they could prevent a big game, which would probably up his asking price a little bit, but I don't think so. Jerry Jones is very fond of Javonte. He's already talked about how they want to welcome him back. So I think he'll probably get a nice little, you know, maybe 2-3 year contract, you know, something like Miles Sanders got with Carolina a few years ago. That's, you know, solid deal, but nothing extravagant, because otherwise you got to start from scratch. Javonte is still relatively young. I think they should keep him in the mix. So there it is. I've covered all the data points of note here for this game. So let's go in on props officially. And again, we already did one of them on yesterday's show. It is, in fact, Javonte Williams. We are in on Williams here, over 74.5 rushing yards. So it's been bet up just a little bit, 1 yard. Been bet up 1 yard from when we were in on it. So I'm still in. I think he's going to get volume, and I think he'll get it done. And then CD is very tempting. It'll be really close, and it certainly could end up being a CD game. But as for the other official prop, it's a little lower. I mean, there's only 2 yards separating them, but Lamb is at 80.5. George is at 78.5. And I know it's a little risky, but he got well on track last week. I'm going in on George here, over 78.5. As I mentioned, it was pretty darn easy for AJ Brown to get 9 for 95. I mean, they were not giving him any challenge at the line of scrimmage. He's just roaming out there, you know, in breaking routes, out breaking routes, just wide ass open. So I think that'll be very similar with Georgie Pickens. So let's go, George. 79 yards. Gift us a Merry Christmas by hitting 79 yards. I do believe we'll get there. And when we return, we turn our attention to the Detroit Lions at the Minnesota Vikings. But first, looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest game of the season? VSiN's holiday special give you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from bowl season to the NFL playoffs and March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll get our college basketball playoff betting guide featuring expert playoff brackets, power rankings, college football and bowl best bets, and access to game previews for every bowl game on VSiN.com. Give yourself the gift of smarty betting. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Lions, Vikings, prop in data points next here on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. A very special Christmas Eve Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. Very hectic with three games. Tomorrow, hopefully they're more entertaining than they appear. I used to work with the gentleman who made the schedule, Mr. Howard Katz. I don't know if he's still doing it over there at NFL Films, NFL Network. But that is a daunting task for sure. And it's literally impossible to predict which teams will be competitive on, you know, week 17, but certainly Lions Vikings this time last year was the hottest ticket in town. That was for all the marbles last year in the finale, but not working out this year as the Lions are clinging to some playoff hopes. Let's take a look here. They're in Minnesota. Obviously Minnesota won in Detroit. That was JJ McCarthy. Of course, it's Max Brosmer. What a disaster. McCarthy would have delivered again last week, by the way. Jared Goff, 241.5. Opta comes in a little higher at 250. It is a good schematic matchup. Vikings deploy the highest rate of two high safeties. Goff averages well over 8 yards per attempt against the shell. Very good. However, I mean, this is ridiculous. The Vikings haven't allowed a quarterback to account for a touchdown 6 straight games. It's like they're going up against Red Grange in the 30s. It's unbelievable. Goff got 284/2 passing in the matchup. But again, they're giving up the third fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to quarterbacks in the passing game only the last 5 weeks. It's worth a negative 3.9 points, which could be argued as 39 yards. So, you know, Goff has that good schematic matchup. It could be fine. I mean, he could easily throw 240/2. But on the other hand, it's Max Brosmer. How much is he going to have to throw in the second half? And they did give golf and the O-line a lot of problems last week with the unbalanced lines last time out and pressure. Goff got sacked a lot. Now, he put up that yardage number, but they were playing from behind as well. So he's throwing it on every down. That is not going to be the case in this game. As Max Brosmer gets the start, he should just go by Brosmer. I mean, it's cooler. Brosmer. Anyway, Brosmer is at 181.5. OptAI is right there at 185.9. Detroit gives up the 8th most passing yards per game, 3rd most passing touchdowns per game. I mean, they are very vulnerable these days, but Brosmer is definitely down. His stud left tackle, Christian Darrisaw, is on IR. Likely going to be down Ryan Kelly, the starting center. So it is a little sus, a little sketch. Moving on to receiving props here, Amon-Ra, and he is also banged up here. I can't even remember the damn injury, but you know he's going to go because he's Amon-Ra, and there is no injury designation yet. But anywho, a little bit banged up, but he's going to go. Minnesota allows the 5th fewest receiving yards, though, and the 6th fewest receptions per game to slot receivers. However, over the last 5 weeks, they've given up the 8th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to the slot. And it's a good schematic matchup in general. They use 2 high safeties at the highest rate. As we've mentioned, Amon-Ra eats against that shell. He averages 2.86 yards per route run. Very good, 0.33 targets per route run. So it is no surprise that he dropped 9/97 receiving against them back in week 9. Again, he is banged up, and they could take the air out of the football in the second half of the game. Next up, J-Mo Williams, 64.5. OptAI comes in a little under at 62.9. Vikings use the highest rate of the 2 high safeties. That is not a good shell for J-Mo, although he is at a solid 1.81 yards per route run. Not his ideal shell. I did come up with a term here, though. His GEP has dropped considerably. His GEP. Now, try and take a moment. You'll never get it. Goose egg potential. That's what I just invented, I think, yesterday. And it's very apropos because J-Mo Williams has delivered a couple goose eggs this year, but his GEP, the goose egg potential, has dropped dramatically. He's hit 12-plus fantasy points per game in 8 of his last 10 games. So he is hard to sit with no weather concerns. Just keep in mind, he did score in the first matchup. It was a fluky play. I mean, look, you got to give him credit for it, but they were playing from behind, and it was a little bit of a fluky play on the left side there. He scored. It was a pretty spectacular play. But before that play, and I remember this because J-Mo, I didn't like him at all based on the schematics. He had nothing. He had like 2 grabs for like 12 going into the fourth quarter. So just keep that in mind. Next up, we're not messing with those Lions tight ends. You know, you can't stop Anthony Firkser. I'm not going to go there because Zane Zylstra is in the mix there with Firkser. So that's your number 3 and number 4 tight end, obviously. So not good. Justin Jefferson did show signs of life last week. The number here is 60.5. OptAI comes in under, though, 55.9. The Lions are very, very depleted, no doubt about it, on the back end. And Jefferson did show signs of life last week. He had 6 grabs for 85 on 8 targets. However, 4 for 57 of that was with McCarthy in the first half. That represents 66% of the catches and 67% of the yardage. So we are dealing with a downgrade here with Max Brosmer. Now, on the positive side, Jefferson caught both targets from Brosmer last week. I looked, 28 yards. That was a 21-yarder. And the Lions, again, they're beatable, giving up the 2nd most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to outside wide receivers the last 5 weeks. Jordan Addison, 41.5 is the number. OptAI comes in under at 34.06. And again, Lions giving up the 2nd most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to outside wide receivers the last 4 weeks, worth plus 4.4 fantasy points to your totals from your average, which could be 44 yards. However, they have used the 2nd highest rate of man coverage and Addison averages a poor 1.02 yards per route run. However, I know there's a lot of howevers here. They have played more zone due to their DB injury. So I would consider them for fantasy. It's boom or bust. And spoiler alert, I'm not in on an Addison prop. By the way, dropped another touchdown last week. Thanks for nothing, dude. Dropping tutties on the regular this year. You and Jefferson. It's unbelievable. That's why I went in on that Jalen Naylor prop. He's been the most last week. He's been the most reliable receiver. Of course, he let us down. Moving on to Jahmyr Gibbs. We're not going here because Minnesota gives up the fewest receiving yards per game to running backs. Yet the number is 33.5 and Opta-AI comes in a little high at 35.3. Certainly possible he catches a ton of balls or maybe one in the flat and he takes it for 30 yards. That's always possible. Aaron Jones. We lost this last week. We won it the week before. Of course, we probably lost it because the quarterback missed half the damn game, literally half the game. He got hurt on the last play of the first half and did not return. So we're not going here. Detroit gives up the 14th fewest rushing yards per game. I have more insight on Aaron Jones in a moment. Jalen Naylor, I know our guy Stephen O'Rourke is into it. And to his point, the number is 17.5. Opta-AI is 33.9. Lions are allowing a 9-plus YPA to slot targets since week 10, eighth worst in the NFL. Naylor is in the slot more often than not. He also has been their best receiver against man coverage, which they have run at the highest rate. I'm not going to do it, though. I think, you know, sometimes I like props on players that I just lost last week, and it's a psychological thing. I can't do it. Not to mention the fact that it's Max freaking Brosmer. I mean, we're in on Naylor last week when it was J.J. McCarthy. Jahmyr Gibbs, we're going to go 74.5. Opta-AI comes in at 69. The Vikings have been better on man gap runs than zone, and Gibbs is 4.39 yards per carry on these runs. The last 5 weeks is only 48th in the NFL, which may explain how he got only 9/25 rushing. So it's not the greatest schematic matchup. Opta-AI comes in under there at 69.8. Aaron Jones, 60.5. Opta-AI comes in at 57. We're not going. It's not a bad schematic matchup for him, but I'm worried about him with the ankle because he's limited with that. So we might not get there, so I'm not going to be in on that. But real quick, let me officially make the pick here. We've already made it. Aaron Jones over 32.5 rushing yards. We're also making an official pick. Aaron Jones under 20.5 receiving yards, -110 on DraftKings. The reason being is I think Aaron Jones is going to be relegated mostly to early down work because Jordan Mason is not going to go, and they elevated Ty Chandler from the practice squad. He is a good receiver, as is Zaven Scott, the other back. And I think those guys will do the lifting in the passing game. Plus, it's Max Brosmer. So we'll go under. We also have more on David Montgomery at the very end of the program, but we'll talk the final game next here on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you deposit, you'll get a 50% matchup to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app or download Better today and use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. And welcome back to this Christmas Eve edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. The final game. I know a lot of people will be watching Stranger Things on Netflix right around 8 o'clock Eastern on Thursday night, but I'll watch. I'll watch the Broncos at the Chiefs. You know why I'll watch? because I'm in on like three or four props. That's why I'll watch. Otherwise, I might not watch. But I am going to be checking it out because, again, I want to win. And I'm in on three here. Let's get to it. Bo Nix, that's one of them. Spoiler alert, we already popped in on this one yesterday. And oh, by the way, I do believe that was bet up just a little bit here. We were in at 227.5 and it's been bet up to 230.5. Hey, we'll take it. This is one of the reasons why we went in on this a little earlier. 230.5, OptAI does come in below at 185.7. Now, this is sneaky here. This is when the database is very helpful because, you know, I don't know what the books are doing when they calculate all this stuff. Are they looking at season-long stats? But I know this. When NFL teams prepare for other NFL teams, they don't do that this time of the year. They're not looking at September stats. They're just looking at the last 4 or 5 weeks, and that's what I do. Over the last 4 or 5 weeks, they in Kansas City have been running man coverage 37% of the time. That is a top three clip, and we're hypothesizing that they're doing that because of their injuries. You know, Trent McDuffie's probably not going to go. Jalen Watson's hurt too. And when you run man coverage, you know, it's just like, all right, you got that guy. You know, it's like, you know, old school playground stuff more so than zone that you need to work together and be on the same page. So that is beneficial to Bo Nix because in the exact same span, the last 5 weeks, Bo Nix is 10.0 YPA and is 11.67 adjusted net yards per an attempt, fourth best in football. And on the season, out of 45 quarterbacks with 100 or more dropbacks, his 7.45 YPA against man, 11th best. Oh, by the way, Cortland Sutton's 3.85 yards per route run against man, sixth best in football. So, yeah, they could take their foot off the gas against the hapless Chiefs, but, I mean, let's be honest, Sean Payton's kind of a jerk in that regard. Like, I could see him like, let's rub it in a little bit. Is it in KC? Why am I always struggling with these? It is. That's right. I thought it was, and then I thought it wasn't, but I was right the first time. It is in KC. I could see Sean Payton sticking it to him a little bit and keeping the foot on the gas a little bit longer than we would think. And oh, by the way, Cam Ward looked good, putting up 228/2 in this matchup. Chris Oladokum. Can't even enunciate the name correctly. No disrespect. 153.5. Opta AI. Ooh, comes in at 201. I'm not going there, even though Denver's defense is slipping a little bit. They give up they're middling right now. And their pass rush is certainly one of the better in the league, but they're also slipping a little bit. Still not going in on it. Oh, by the way, we don't have any other KC Chief prop points because, well, there's no props as everyone is kind of waiting on this quarterback situation. But we can look at Cortland Sutton, 61.5. Opta AI comes in at 54.2. But I think it's a good spot here. Again, Chiefs ran zone coverage at an 80.5% clip against Denver in week 11. Cortland Sutton against that shell, workable, 1.78 yards per route run against that zone, those zone coverages. However, like I mentioned, due to the injuries, they have played a lot of man. Top three rate of man coverage over the last 6 weeks, 5 weeks. And Cortland Sutton, like I just mentioned, 3.85 yards per route run against man. That is truly elite. And they're down Pat Bryant, which probably helps. It definitely helps Tony Franklin, who is next. Now, full disclosure, Franklin's on the DNP list. I love this guy in general. I interviewed him at the Combine. Good kid, but, you know, bad vibes. 35.5, Opta AI comes in at 33.4. It's bad vibes because it's just all over the map. You know, 1 week he'll get like 11 targets and 8 grabs for 90. And then the next week it'll be like 8 targets for 3 for 12 yards, something ridiculous. But Chiefs deployed zone coverage 85% of the time which is good for him, 1.79 yards per route run. However, again, they've been running a lot of man, and Franklin averages a very poor 1.14 yards per route run against man, which is 57% less than his average against zone at 1.79. However, maybe this is like a touchdown. Maybe he scores because he does see a 48% boost to his fantasy points per route run against man. So his yards per route run goes down, but his fantasy points per route run. So he's probably scored a couple of tutties. But I will say this, if he moves back into the slot, which is likely with Pat Bryan out, he'll likely see a lot of Shamari Connor, who is not good. He gives up a generous 0.37 fantasy points per route run. Evan Engram, 26.5. Opta AI comes in at 21.3. However, I have more thoughts on Evan Engram at the end of the program, so I'll skip that. Marv Mims, hard to trust, obviously. 20.5. Opta AI comes in at 13.05. However, I will say this. Do not be surprised if he makes a big play, because if they stick to the man coverage that they've been running at a top three clip the last 6 weeks, that is really good for Marvin Mims. Out of 161 wide receivers the last 5 weeks with at least 25 targets, Marvin Mims is 3.75 yards per route run, fifth best. So a little bit of a sleeper in this game. Little Jordan Humphrey, 16.5. Opta AI comes in at 17.8. I'm not going to go in on a little Jordan Humphrey simply because when I interviewed him at the combine, my first question was, are you going to name your firstborn son Little Bron? And I got crickets. So I'm anti little Jordan Humphrey. So there's that. Next up, RJ Harvey, 16.5. KC does give up the 14th fewest receiving yards per game to running backs. Let's take a look at the rushing props. The aforementioned RJ Harvey, 52.5. Opta AI comes in a little higher at 54. KC gives up the 15th most adjusted yards before contact, the 8th fewest rushing yards per game. And we also got Jaleel McLaughlin out there for an annoying 5 carries for 37 last week. However, he's hot. He's scored in 4 straight games, 471 receiving last week. That's encouraging. Still leads the backfield in snap share and carry share and route share. And hey, KC, they're going to be down some guys here. This is going to be like a preseason game. I mean, they gave up 21 carries for over 100 yards to Tony Pollard, of all people, last week. Isaiah Pacheco, 39.5. Opta AI comes in, same deal, 39. Denver gives up the fewest adjusted yards before contact, so we're not going there. We're not touching Jaleel McLaughlin either. We're certainly not touching Kareem Hunt and Chris Oladukun, although he had 2 carries for 7 rushing yards. They do give up the 14th most rushing yards per game. The quarterback's not going there, not going with Bo Nix either. He did have 3 carries for 8 rushing against the Chiefs earlier in the season. This is it. We're done. All we have is 3 Thursday specials for Christmas Day. We do remind you to stay tuned to VSIN right after we sign off. It's Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern. On today's show, Kendall Valenzuela has some prop bets and fantasy football adjustments to share for the weekend. Here are the Thursday night specials. Let's just call them Thursday specials. Number one, I love Javonte to crush in the game. DC's terrible. We're going to go 100 or more rushing yards for Javonte. He's due. Second to last chance for him to make his case as an unrestricted free agent in March as well. And that's plus 240. The next one we're going to go is David Montgomery, 50 plus rushing yards. Again, I went through all the numbers. He is much better on the zone runs than Jahmyr Gibbs, and the Vikings are bad defending those runs. I got this right the last time out as well. And then the last one is we're going to go Evan Engram, which we're always also in on an Evan Engram prop, by the way, 26.5, because I think he'll do well against man. And how about this? Plus 310 for an Evan Engram touchdown prop. Good luck with all the plays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We'll catch you Friday for another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.